Alex Trebek here. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy, and I hope you enjoy this all-new episode of Jeopardy.
This is the Jeopardy Teacher's Tournament. Here are our three finalists. An 8th through 12th grade band and choir teacher from Benton, Virginia, Will Satterwhite. A middle school humanities teacher from New York, New York, Nagy Quaid. And a 7th through 12th grade vocal music teacher from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, Ben Henry. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. As you just saw, some lively contestants taking part today in the first half of our two-game final match. Maybe this is a good time to talk about money. Third place, guaranteed $25,000. Second place, guaranteed $50,000. The winner, guaranteed $100,000. So it would seem that even on a television quiz show such as ours, teachers are underpaid. Will, Meggie, and Ben, good luck. Here we go. Let's take a look at the category, shall we? We miss you, Mr. Rogers. He's been in the news a lot this past year. The natural world will deal with Asia. Emmys for writing. Recreational activities. And you're going to love this one, shortened slang. Ben, off you go.
Let's start with the natural world for 600.
From the Latin for pouch, it's any member of a group of various non-placental animals. Ben.
What are marsupials?
Yes.
Natural world 8.
You see females a lot more often than males of this North American venomous spider, hence its name. Will.
What's the black widow?
Right.
Asia for 1,000?
Answer. Daily double.
I'll wager 1,000.
Okay. 16-foot stingrays can be found in the waters of this 2,700-mile-long Indo-Chinese river.
What is the Yellow River?
No, what is the Mekong? Mekong. So you're at negative 200. Plenty of time. Go.
Shortened slang for 200.
It rhymes with vacay and means a vacay where you don't leave town. Meggie.
What is a staycation? A staycay? What is a staycay?
Yes.
Shortened slang for 400.
In an interview in 2020, Hillary Clinton had some thoughts on Senator Sanders' online Bernie V's. Meggie.
What are bros?
Yeah.
Shortened slang 600.
It's a four-letter shortened way to say very apparent. Meggie.
What is obvi?
Yes.
Shortened slang 800.
Take an adjective for theater that's serious and artistic-minded, cut it in half, and you get this word, as MC Hammer knows. And that word is legit. Meggie?
All right. 1,000 for slang.
Merriam-Webster says this word for something that gives you great ideas follows in the footsteps of convo and rando. Meggie.
What is inspo?
That's it.
The natural world, 200.
Though it resembles an anteater, this African animal, the only member of order Tubulidentata, is actually related to the elephant. Meggie.
What is an aardvark?
Aardvark, yeah.
Natural world, 400.
The brook and lake types of this freshwater fish are sometimes crossbred to make splakes. Meggie.
What are trout?
Yep.
A natural world, 1,000.
Sheep wool is mainly composed of this form of fibrous protein that also makes up hair and fingernails. Meggie.
What is collagen?
No.
What is keratin?
Keratin, not collagen.
Asia for 800.
The language called Filipino is based on this one. Will.
What is Tagalog?
Tagalog, yes.
Asia 6.
Part of the old palace of the Mala kings, the Taleju Temple, is found in this capital of Nepal. Ben.
What does Kathmandu?
Right.
Asia 400.
At about 1 million square miles, this stan is the largest landlocked country in the world. Ben.
What is Kazakhstan?
Good.
Asia 200.
The center of the nation's film industry, this city is also the capital of India's Maharashtra state. Meggie.
What is Mumbai?
Mumbai, you are right, and that takes us to break number one. Back in a moment, folks. Will Satterwhite is a band and choir teacher. who has created his own in-house Jeopardy game.
That's right, Alex. It was actually a special event we did in college with one of our other dorms. We had an event called Nerdfest, and one of the things we did was we wrote questions for a test, and my electrical engineer friends built a buzzer system with a lockout, and then we hosted a one-day event where you took the test, the top three scorers got to play, we had all the categories, we set it up with a projector, and I got to play host. I think I was not great.
But I'm not too sure I approve of Nerdfest.
Oh, it was great.
As a designation for Jeopardy, but I'll leave that in your hands. Maggie Quate from New York, middle school humanities teacher, who says her friends tell her she does a great Julie Andrews impression.
Yes.
In song or in appearance or what?
Not in appearance, but in song. Do you want to hear a very short? You don't want to.
We can.
No.
We can't allow you to sing.
Oh, because... Well, then you'll just have to believe me that it's incredible.
Good for you. Ben Henry is from Michigan. You're on a Grammy Award-winning album, I hear.
That's accurate. When I was a student at the University of Michigan, we did William Bolcom's Songs of Innocence and of Experience based off of the William Blake poetry. It's a massive undertaking with enormous choral and orchestral forces. I am one of a member of maybe 400-person chorus, but my name is in the liner notes.
Way to go. That's hot stuff. I love it. All right. Maggie, you're in command of the board right now. Start us.
Let's try recreational activities for 200.
Stomps, toe punches, and heel clicks are all part of this activity that Bojangles was famous for. Maggie.
What is tap dancing?
Yes.
Recreational activities for 400.
Tricks you can quickly learn to do with a yo-yo include Around the World and this one, popular with Rovers and Fidos. Maggie.
What is walk the dog?
Yeah.
Activity 600.
Easy gardening might include planting some cactus or aloe, both from this group of plants with a name from the Latin for juice. Ben.
What are succulents?
Yes.
Recreational for 800.
As a conchologist, you can stroll the beaches collecting whelks, cowries, or these, named for Muslim or Sikh headwear. Maggie.
What are turbans?
Yes, turban shells.
Activities for 1,000.
This urban running, jumping, and climbing activity originated from a French Special Forces training course. Will.
What is parkour?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers for 200, please.
Of this five-word signature query, Mr. Rogers said, I suppose it's an invitation for somebody to be close to you. Will.
What is won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers, 400.
The show was produced in this city, making it easy for Lynn Swan to come by and show off his uniform and his ballet moves. Will.
What is Pittsburgh?
That's the city.
600, Mr. Rogers.
Margaret Hamilton visited Mr. Rogers in 1975 to help kids understand make-believe and not fear this Wizard of Oz character. Ben?
Who is the Wicked Witch of
yes.
the West? We miss you for 800.
In 1986, Mr. Rogers did a show to help children deal with grief and death after the explosion of this transport. Maggie.
What is the Challenger?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers, 1,000.
Mr. Rogers noted those all-important three C's, caring, confidence, and this, also a Thomas Paine title. Will.
What is common sense?
You got it.
Emmys for 200.
30 Rock earned her two awards for writing. There were others for starring and executive producing as well. Maggie.
Who is Tina Fey?
Yes.
Writing, 400.
In 2015, government work paid off for Armando Iannucci, who won for co-writing the Election Night episode of this HBO comedy. Will.
What is Veep?
Veep, yoga.
600, please.
In 2000, government work paid off for Rick Cleveland and this creator of The West Wing. Will.
Who is Sorkin?
Yes, that's right.
800.
Charlie Brooker and William Bridges won 2018's Limited Series Award for the USS Callister episode of this high-tech anthology. Ben.
What is Black Mirror?
Good.
Writing for 1,000.
In 2011, Jason Katims had clear eyes, a full heart, and couldn't lose an Emmy for this high school football drama. Will.
What is Friday Night Lights?
That's it. And that takes you into the lead at 5,200. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. We expect. expected them to be good, and they are. Maggie, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the subjects. Summer reading. World flags. Throwing you a curve. Forgetful sequels. Brother, can you spare a rhyme? Each correct response will rhyme with the word spare. Start.
Can you spare a rhyme? 400.
A rope trap. Will.
What's a snare?
Yes.
Can you spare a rhyme? 800.
It's also a term for a female zebra or donkey. Will.
What is mare?
Yeah.
1200 rhyme?
First, this for any instrument is coveted in an orchestra. Will.
What is chair?
Yeah.
Rhyme 16?
This contraction precedes do well in a term for a shady person. Ben.
What is nair?
Nair, that's the word.
Finish the category for 2000.
A puma's home in the mountains or a dragon's in an arcade. Ben.
What is a lair?
Lair, right you are.
Forgetful sequels for 1200.
The second film in the Nightmare on Elm Street series, titled This Guy's Revenge, was just treated like a bad dream in later films. Ben?
Who is Freddy's?
Yes.
Freddy Krueger. Forgetful sequel 16.
Dark Fate, the latest film in this series, ignores all the sequels after Judgment Day. Ben?
What is Terminator?
Correct.
Forgetful sequels 2000.
William Peter Blatty wrote this film, 3. Ignoring the first sequel that had Linda Blair return as the once-possessed Reagan. Maggie.
What is The Exorcist?
Yes.
Throwing you a curve, 400.
In economics, the demand curve plots a product's price versus demand for it. This curve plots price versus available quantity. Will.
What's the supply?
That's it.
Throwing a curve, 8.
In astronomy, a light curve graphs changes in magnitude of one of these, especially the variable type. Ben.
What's a star?
Yes.
Throwing you a curve, 12.
Used in global warming studies, the Keeling curve charts the buildup of this gas in Earth's atmosphere. Maggie.
What is carbon dioxide?
You got it.
Curve 16.
Answer there. Daily double.
Make it a true daily double, Alex.
All right, for 15,200. The Phillips curve shows that wages tend to increase faster as the rate of this goes down.
What is inflation?
No, unemployment.
Unemployment, yeah.
Unemployment, that was your second
choice. Well.
Oh, well, hey, it's a two-day affair.
It is.
Go again.
Okay, throwing you a curve, 2000.
Unlike the way it's often used, a steep one of these doesn't mean the subject is tough. It means you get more ability quicker. Maggie?
What is a learning curve?
That's it.
Summer reading, 400.
During World War II, a Jewish girl protects an escaped prisoner of war in Betty Green's young adult novel, Summer of My This Nationality Soldier. Maggie.
What is German?
Yeah.
Summer reading, 8.
In the prequel novel, Summer and the City, this Candace Bushnell character discovers New York City. Maggie?
Who is Carrie Bradshaw?
Right.
Summer reading, 12.
This Scottish naturalist recounts his trip to California in his memoir, My First Summer in the Sierra. Will.
Who is Muir?
John Muir, right.
1600, summer reading.
This playwright must have loved the season. He wrote Summer and Smoke, Suddenly Last Summer, and Close for a Summer Hotel. Maggie.
Who's Williams?
Tennessee Williams, yes.
Reading for 2000.
This woman's New England novels include Ethan Frome and The Lusty Summer, which she referred to as Hot Ethan. Ben.
Who is Wharton?
Edith Wharton, yes.
World flags, 400.
Nigeria and Saudi Arabia both have flags of these two colors. Ben.
What are green and white?
Yes.
World flags, 800.
An exotic bird of paradise occupies the top half of Papua New Guinea's flag, with this constellation on the bottom. Maggie?
What is the Southern Cross?
Yes.
Brother, 400.
Until a fatal car accident in 1994, Basil, not Brother Bashar, was heir to Father Hafez al-Assad as this country's leader. Will?
What is Syria?
Right.
Brother, 8?
Answer. Daily double.
4,400.
You heard Maggie say, do it. Everybody heard you, Maggie. All right.
It's fun.
Elliot, brother of this 20th century president, was also father to a first lady.
Who is Teddy Roosevelt?
You got him. Aren't you sad now that you didn't do it?
Brother, 1,200.
Edward IV made this scoliosis-suffering brother Duke of Gloucester. In return, he made Edward's sons prisoners. Ben.
Who is Richard III?
He's the one.
Brother, 16.
A couple months after this more famous brother's death, Frank gave himself up and was acquitted of murder and robbery. Maggie.
Who is James? Who's Jesse James?
Yes.
Brother, 2,000.
Ever the loving brother, Cesare Borgia had this sister's husband, Alfonso, murdered in 1500. Maggie.
Who is Lucrezia Borgia?
Yeah.
World flags, 1,200.
Five of these natural phenomena are depicted on Nicaragua's flag. The country boasts many more active ones. Ben.
What are volcanoes?
Yes.
World flag, 16.
The red and white on this French-speaking principality's flag date back to 1339 and its royal arms. Maggie.
What is Monaco?
Monaco, right.
Flags, 2,000.
The endemic golden bosun bird adorns the flag of this Australian island territory named for the day of its discovery. Ben.
What is Tasmania?
No.
Will. What's Easter Island?
No.
What is...
Oh, Maggie.
What is... Christmas Island?
Christmas Island, yes.
Forgetful sequels, 400.
This 2018 horror movie is a sequel to the 1978 original and skips over the 2002 sequel where Jamie Lee Curtis's character is killed. Ben.
What is Halloween?
Right.
And the last one, please.
When this superhero returns in a 2006 film, he must have spun the world backwards to erase movies number 3 and 4, which were ignored. Maggie.
Who's Superman?
Superman, right you are. Great scores. Final Jeopardy coming up for the three of you. Notable Brits, make your wagers. Back in a moment. For final, we're dealing with notable Brits and this clue. On this man's death in a 1935 motorcycle accident, Churchill said, his pace of life was faster and more intense than the ordinary. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Tell me we caught you guys with this one. Will, we come to you first. You were in third place with 12,000. What did you write down? Who is Chamberlain? No, that'll cost you. 6,000. You're at 6,000 even now. Let's go to Maggie. She had 13,600. She wrote down, who is Aston Martin? No, that'll cost her. 6,000. Interesting wagering. You're at 7,600. Ben Henry, you had 15,000. You're shaking your head. You're not too happy. Who was Davidson? No. Lawrence of Arabia. What did it cost Ben? 7,500. Leaving him in second place, leaving Maggie in the lead. Remember, this is a two-day total point affair, so it's coming down to tomorrow. You've got to be with us then. See ya.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.